It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dusty, it was a huge week recruiting-wise for Penn State, picking up four commits, three of the four from Michigan, and that brings Penn State's total up to seven hard commits. Remember, just a couple weeks ago, we were also concerned because they only had two commits at the time. So in the next two quarters, we're going to take a look at these players. The four are Zaki Wheatley, Jalen Reed, and then the King brothers. So let's hold the King brothers for next quarter. Let's start with Zaki Wheatley. Now, he's the only one who's out of Maryland, not out of Michigan. He's listed as an athlete, 6'2", 180. I know you watched the film. What'd you think of Wheatley?
So, yeah, 247 has him as an athlete, and Rivals has him as a safety, 6'2", 180 pounds. You see him at Archbishop Spalding. He'll play wide receiver, cornerback, and safety. And to me, he's a guy who, from frame and athleticism and his skill set, I think he could be a legitimate prospect at any of those three positions. Like, I think he's that well-rounded and that good. He's not a man without a position or a tweener or any of that. And that frame would make him an interesting player at any of them. I do think I would agree with Rivals' assessment that safety would be a really good fit for him. They've got him as a four-star, number 237 player in their Rivals 250 rankings. The physical tools are tremendous. You know, he's got very good quickness. One thing that jumps out to me is I do believe he's got a very high ceiling as a player, because, you know, you could see him being at 6'2", 205, doing a lot of the same things from the safety spot. The thing that, you know, I think makes him stand out is you know, ball skills and being able to high point a ball, you know, be able to play like a wide receiver and not just, you know, I think Penn State's recruited safeties who are really good at their positions, but they aren't ball hawks. They aren't guys who will make, you know, make plays on the ball, make game changing plays when the ball is in the air. So he's exciting in that regard. I think he can be a really good asset at safety, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least over the next calendar year or so if that changes at all and Penn State changes their mind or what have you. But I think safety is where he's going to go.
Well, in watching the film, he showed a lot of great things on offense as a wide receiver, you know, ball skills, going up and getting the contested throws, which is obviously a great talent for a wide receiver. It's also a very good talent for a defensive back. But I read somewhere in a couple quotes from him in an article where he says that, referring to Penn State, saying they want to use me on defense, either cornerback or safety, because of my length. And he also, somewhere later in the article, said he admits he likes playing safety the most. So we've talked about this before, about having defensive backs who have some length to them and also some ball skills. You know, could they go up and get the ball themselves, create some turnovers? That's what it seems this guy is capable of doing. So I, watching his film the whole time, watching him as a wide receiver, I kept picturing him as a defensive back. And you also make a great point. At 6'2", 180, this is a guy who could still afford to put some pounds on, and you know that Penn State is good at doing that, Dusty.
Whatever route they want to take a kid, it all begins in the weight room. It all begins with the, I'll use the word manipulation, this time in a good way. you can manipulate 6'2", 180. You know, just to give you two examples at the cornerback spot, Joey Porter Jr. has been on campus for a year. He's listed now at 6'2", 192. Joseph Johnson Jr., who arrived in January, is 6'2", 181. So that length can be a factor at corner. In both of those guys' cases, and I know that that Wheatley's got another year to go in high school, but in both of their cases, they both played a lot more reps at cornerback, were more traditional cornerback prospects coming out. Doesn't mean that Wheatley can't do that, but the ability to mirror and shift your hips and turn and run with guys and play that position, there's a whole different technique involved. And it's going to be hard, I think, to play cornerback sparingly through high school and then jump into college and do it. I think Wheatley's athletic enough to do that, but I think that it's in everyone's best interest to let that free-ranging, free-wheeling, playmaking ability of his take shape at the safety spot. And now, if that's a position he prefers, that's the position I think that he's best suited to play. He's not a finesse player by any means. I see some hints that, you know, he can be physical when he needs to be. But I think he's an exciting athlete and, you know, cornerback, safety, some hybrid, both. We'll see what happens. But like I said, I think it's hard for a more of a safety wide receiver type to play cornerback at the next level than it is for a cornerback type to play safety at the next level.
Well, one of the things, and I'm going to repeat these things with a couple of the guys because it was some similar attributes, that ability to be playmakers, create turnovers, cover a good part of the field, something that we feel has been missing at Penn State with the safeties. You don't see them making those big plays. Again, I realize different competition at the high school level, but things that really impressed me about this kid was he made his presence felt over a good portion of the field. And the other part was, he was pretty physical. And again, that's something I'll be saying about pretty much all of these commits that we're going to be talking about today. And that's nice to see at the high school level, a kid who's not afraid to mix it up. So you think as a safety, they wouldn't have a hesitation to get into the box and make plays in the running game. So that's Zaki Wheatley. Next up, Dustin, is Jalen Reed. Jalen Reed, he is listed as a safety, 6 foot, 190. He's a 4-star, and he's our first guy who is out of Michigan. And, you know, I'm going to start my first thought with him. I'll mention again, he did look like he liked to be physical, that he liked playing the safety position, and he liked hitting people. That's not a bad attribute for a safety.
No, not in any way whatsoever. And I think he's one guy who even takes the word physical to another level. And I think he wants to be a punisher. Number 10 safety in the country, number 237 overall in the 24/7 composite. He's got a 4-star rating on Rivals as well. Big time production as a junior, 119 tackles. He forced 8 fumbles, which I think the 8 forced fumbles thing is, you know, it's telling about the way that he wants to go about his business. You know, I would liken him, you know, he's not as long as Marcus Allen was. Marcus Allen was a 6'3". He was a huge safety. But I think Jalen Reed wants to play the same way. And you see him roaming at the line of scrimmage. You see him inside the box. I think the idea here is that he's going to hit a strength of his right out of the gates. Is he's going to be able to support the run game, and he's going to be able to do that in a very disruptive way. I don't think he's a guy to circle back to, you know, Wheatley and ball skill. He's not the guy who is going to be acrobatic when the ball's in the air necessarily, but he's going to be the guy who's going to destroy a wide receiver who's trying to be acrobatic when the ball's in the air. So you can get that job done in a variety of ways. I would say that, you know, similar to Marcus Allen, he can be a weapon. You know, he can be a guy who, like the way that the Steelers used Troy Polamalu back in the day, where they're going to move him around. You know, there's some potential for that with Jalen Reed. And, you know, I think it's a compliment to compare him to Marcus Allen because their mentalities are going to be the same. They're going to be tough and physical and punishing back there. And with that in mind, I think, you know, even with his frame, he looks awfully close to being college ready to me, which would be an interesting, he'd been an interesting name to throw in the hat there.
Well, and in talking about safeties, one of the things I think is underrated is having a safety who's willing to come up and make tackles. Marcus Allen was one of my favorite players, and it wasn't because of his coverage skills. It was his abilities to come up and into the box and make tackles. And a couple interesting quotes that I found from Jalen Reed. Now, he wants to play safety, obviously. That's where he was highly ranked. And he says the coaches compared him to Lamont Wade. And say what you will about Lamont Wade in various parts of the game, Lamont Wade was not afraid to come up and hit people. And that's a great attribute for a safety, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that's a more fair – he's somewhere between Lamont Wade and Marcus Allen, I think, when it comes to – his approach and when it comes to his frame, you know, like a 6'1", 190, you can do a lot with that. And if that had to be thrown on the field early, then so be it. But yeah, there's a vicious punishing mentality that all those guys have. And I'll still stand by the fact that even to now, Lamont Wade has been underappreciated. I think when you have a guy who comes in with really high expectations, you know, he had a 5-star rating and all that, struggled to find his way in some respects, I think. You know, he played as a freshman, but not all that much, not an instant impact freshman, really. Then he made that transition from cornerback to safety, which has, you know, we've seen can take a good solid year to make that transition. But last year, especially as the year went on, you started to see that violence. You started to see that really hungry playmaking ability. And I think there is some Jalen Reed, some of that in Jalen Reed. And I think that's a big compliment to all those guys. Moving forward, though, just to circle back to the depth chart, you know, Jaquan Brisker and Lamont Wade are Penn State's projected starters at safety. They're both gone after the 2020 season, and we still have no idea what's behind them. You know, Trent Gordon could be in position at that point to play. Enzo Jennings could be a factor to play early in his career, maybe even in 2020. Jonathan Sutherland, is he going to be able to take that next step? And then you have these guys coming in, Wheatley and Reed so far. It'll be an interesting group, but, you know, all bets are off, I think, with that safety depth chart beyond 2020.
And I'll tell you what, there was one other quote from him that I found a really fascinating, Dusty, and that's this. He's quoted as saying, "I talk to Coach Franklin every single day. That really helped my decision, because you don't normally talk to a head coach every single day." That, to me, is an indicator of the type of recruiter that James Franklin is. It's also an indication that he really wanted this kid. So those are both good indicators from that quote. Dusty, that's going to have to be it for quarter number two. Quarter number three, we're going to take a look at the King brothers, and I'm taking bets right now which one of us is going to be the first one to confuse the two names.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.